We've been discussing this issue. And we've been keeping an eye on what's, well, the ICC World Cup. We'll get to that. What a cracking game. One of the best ever. And then, of course, we've got the Australian A side in action against the English Lions. And this test match coming up August 1, the first of the Ashes test match. So, firstly, let's deal with the ICC World Cup. And then we'll get into the selection dramas for the Aussies. Mark Waugh, good morning, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, firstly, well, we loved it, mate. We loved that conclusion of the ICC World Cup. Felt sorry for the Kiwis, believe it or not. And it wasn't exactly the ideal way to decide a seven-week event, was it?
No, not really. I mean, it was an amazing game, first of all. And, yeah, I felt sorry for the Kiwis as well. You know, losing, you know, the World Cup in that fashion. But, I mean, they did have their chance to win it. In the 50-over format when Trent Bolt dropped that catch. But I think ICC will look at maybe changing a few rules. I mean, I don't have a problem with England actually winning it. I think it should have been simple. Once the Super Over was tied, it just should have been whoever finished on top in the preliminary rounds, which would have been England, because you've got to have some advantage by playing well in those nine games. So I don't have a problem with England winning it. But the most boundaries, you know, that doesn't seem right. So I think they can change that. I think the Super Over, you could probably extend to maybe two or three overs. I think one over is probably a little bit short. I know there's time restraints and that sort of thing, but I think they could look at, you know, the Super Over going to another over at least. And also I think I'm changing all the rules here. The ricochet off Ben Stokes' bat, well, to me, that just should be a dead ball. You know, once it hits the batsman, it should be a dead ball. I think they can look at changing that as well, so... You know, they're probably three rules I'll look at, but, geez, it was a great game. Really good game.
Oh, there's so many turning points in that game, Junior. You know, Bolt catching that ball and then the boundary ricocheting off Stokes's bat. That is the greatest sort of game of cricket that I can remember. What about yourself? I know Australia were involved in 99, was it?
Semi-final. I mean,
you were involved in that?
Yeah. 99, we had the tie with South Africa. Yep. So up until this game, I probably thought that was probably the most nerve-wracking, exciting one-day game of cricket that have ever been played. This one was above that, wasn't it? I mean, you're right, the dramas, the tie, then the tie again. You're right, I mean, Trent Bolt, that catch off Stokes, I mean, he'd catch that 99 times out of 100. He caught it easy, but for some reason put his foot on the rope. If he takes that, the game's over. Start with New Zealand win, and then obviously the four runs off the ricochet. At that stage, England needed 9 off 3, so then it went to six. It went to, sorry, to 3 off 2 rather than 7 off 2. So that was a huge turning point. And that's where you've got to say New Zealand were dead unlucky. That ricochet, I've never seen that happen, rarely in a game of cricket. So, you know, the ingredients there were amazing for the end result. I think England were the best team in the tournament. I think, you know, the World Cup probably got the right result, but you love to see an underdog win, and that's why we're all upset New Zealand didn't get it.
Plus the Poms won.
Yeah, well, you got to win something.
But apart from that, mate, here we go. We've been discussing this probably for a while, but this is a text message, so I'll put it to you.
Yeah.
It comes from Jimmy. Boys, can you ask Junior Waugh, if we are to win the Ashes, we need to pick the best 11. If Tim Payne was not captain, who would be the keeper batsman?
Well, you've got Carey and Matthew Wade, haven't you? So
yes.
All of a sudden we've got three, you know, top candidates. But I think Tim Payne, you've got to give him the benefit. I mean, he's been amazing since he's been captain and in the test team. He's been excellent. His keeping's been phenomenal. His batting at times was really gutsy against India last season in difficult conditions. So... It's an interesting one. I mean, we've got so many good players in that particular spot now. It's a great position to be in. The selectors are going to have a tough job sorting out the batting, I think, in this world, this Ashes, who they're going to leave out now. But obviously, with Smith and Warner come back into the equation, it's two spots that were there last season that are not there now. So there's a heap of candidates playing in the Australia A series in England at the moment who are making a lot of runs. So it's going to be difficult to sort out which runs are most important and which innings have been the best by those sort of players on the edge. And even guys like Curtis Patterson, who made 100 against Sri Lanka on his test debut, he's probably no certainty to make it now. So it's going to be tough.
Where's Matthew Wade in the equation, Junior?
Well, originally I wouldn't have had him in. You know, I just think I thought it was a slightly backward step picking someone as a specialist batsman at his age. And, you know, he's been there, done that. But They tell me his form's amazing. You know, he should have played in that semi-final. There's no doubt about that. We made a mistake by leaving him out for the semi-final in the World Cup. So whether they make the same mistake in the Ashes, without being there watching him play, it's hard to know. But he's scoring a lot of runs. He's making a big case that he comes into the team either as a specialist batsman or a reserve wicketkeeper. We'll pick two wicketkeepers. So, you know, both Wade and Carey could... They could all be in the squad, you know, the three of them, along with Tim Payne, and more so Wade and Carey as even batsmen. So it's a tricky one, and it's really probably a bit of a gut feeling for the selectors and the captain and the coach who are over there watching all the stuff unfold, you know, in the A Tour. I didn't answer it.
If he wasn't captain, just say they were all three batsman keepers, right?
Mm.
If he wasn't captain, although he is the incumbent, who gets the nod?
Well, first of all, I think he's the best keeper out of those three, Tim Payne. Okay. I think he's the best gloveman. You know, I think Wade's probably the third best gloveman out of that trio. And Carey's glove work, I think, is not quite there yet. He's been good, but he's been a little bit sloppy at times. So if you're picking purely on a keeper, Tim Payne is the best gloveman.
Okay.
But that's what everyone used to want, didn't they? They wanted the best keeper.
Yeah, I mean, he's a decent batsman as well. You know, he's batted well since he's been in the test side. So I just don't think... I think Tim Payne's going to be there. And to say if he's not captain, well, don't worry about it because he is captain. So,
Because he's got 35 average in test matches, Tim Payne, which is pretty good. He averages about 30 in first-class cricket. Carey averages about the same in first-class cricket. It's just that Matthew Wade is coming off a bumper 12 months, you know.
Yeah, he is. That's right. And he's pushed his claims through sheer weight of runs. At the stage of his career, that's the only way he could get selected by batting out of his skin, and that's what he's done. Yeah. So it gives the selectors a nice headache. But, you know, I think more of a headache is, you know, the top six who the...
Yeah.
And that could be part of that puzzle. You know, Wade and Carey, they could easily be in the top six as batsmen. That'd be a bit of a leap of faith for Carey, particularly given his record. But what he showed as a batsman in the World Cup, that he batted as well as anybody in our team. He's probably our best player as far as ball striking and getting the team out of trouble on a number of occasions. So, you know, that could be a gamble, Carey, as a pure batsman, but he's probably got the tools to do it. He's mentally very strong as well.
How many bowlers do they include in this squad, Junior? Because if you've got Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins, Lyon, and, say, Pattinson, is he a lock, Pattinson, or not?
I think he'd be very close to it. Yeah. They'll probably pick, five quicks, I'd say. So Stark, Hazelwood, Cummins... then you've got someone like Jai Richardson who could return from injury. You've got Peter Siddle, Jackson Bird, James Pattinson, Michael Neeser. There's probably a couple will come from that group.
Tremaine?
Tremaine's over there with the Australian A team, so that's another one. I think he's probably a little bit further down the list, but I think Pattinson would be a lock-in. If he's fit, I'm having him in the squad because he's that X factor. You know, he's mad as a cut snake when he's got his ball in his hand. He charges him, so... I've got him in there. Yeah, I'd have him in as the fourth pick, and then one more will come from that group of Neeser, Bird, Siddle, and if Jai Richardson's fit, which I'm not sure he is, and then you've got Chris Tremaine. So that's the selector's job, mate. I can't pick the fifth one. I've got four anyway. I've got four quicks, and then you've got Lyon, and I'll probably have a backup spinner because, you know, if Lyon was happened to get injured on the morning of the game, you've got no spinner and it's a turning pitch. You've got to have a backup spinner. So someone like a John Holland would probably... You know, he's on the A Tour there. He's probably the next in line there as the backup spinner.
TK's not happy. He's not a John Holland fan.
Well, he's okay, but he's a...
Who you got in? You don't like John Holland.
Well, who's your second spinner then, TK?
Well, nothing's going to happen to Nathan Lyon.
Oh, that's... Oh, well, hang on. Well done.
You've just put the mock on him.
Oh, exactly. Poor bugger.
Mate, how many late scratchings have you seen at the races?
Well, Zampa's, hasn't he fallen off the edge of the planet?
Well, he's in the mix too. I mean, you know, probably that second spinner doesn't really stand out, but I'd say Holland's got the running because he's on the A Tour. He's there.
Is that a weakness for us, though, Junior, a spinning department?
Not with Lyon. Lyon's probably the best spinner in world cricket, but I guess if he's injured, yes. But, I mean, you could probably say that about a lot of teams. If you lose your best
spinner,
spinner or your best batsman, there's a bit of a depth, you know, a bit of a gulf to the next player in, so... Not really. I think hopefully Lyon's going to be all right now that TK's put the mock on him. He should be all right.
Don't worry, I'm his number one fan, mate. You got a couple of runners got scratched today.
No, they're scratched. Well, yeah. Judge Judy's going to run Saturday because we drew 11 of 11. We're just waiting to see if there's going to be some scratchings. There's not. And Keller, he's just got a little cough, but he'll be fine. We just didn't want to take that risk with him today. So I think that's the reason he's not running. I'll have to check with Kim. But no, we'll wait for another day, boys.
All right. And yeah, that's probably it. We'll just wait for Saturday. And you ran well last. Your tip ran a good race last, good second last Thursday.
Oh, rain.
Yeah.
I should have won.
Yeah.
Three deep, no cover.
Yeah. It would have been nice.
Anyway, that's racing, isn't it?
That's racing, mate. Thanks,
Mark. I'll have white boots to be running Saturday along with Judge Judy, so
we'll keep an eye.
Get a good run for our money there on Saturday.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.